Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and today is Sunday, April 24, 2016, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely and warm city of Atlanta, Georgia. We have a very special show for you this evening. It's a show for you and your family. Our wonderful students will teach us about manners and public speaking. So if you would, just take a moment to notify your children, grandchildren, godchildren, neighbors, nieces, nephews, and anyone else that you may know. Invite them to tune in. Send out a text, an email, tweet. It's going to be a great show, so please stay tuned. Well, a very special welcome to our new listeners and loyal listeners alike. Thanks so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We're so delighted that you're spending part of your evening with us. Since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, and it is a question, then we need to provide you with an answer. Especially for our new listeners. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Kudos to Charles the First and Second. Now, just in case you don't remember the full backstory of etiquette, just remember etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Well, once again, this evening on our show are our wonderful children. Hopefully you had an opportunity to tune in on yesterday, because on yesterday we had part one as we begin celebrating our students. This is part two this evening. The children have learned so much, and this evening they are teaching. So we are going to get started. We're going to pull on our first co-host, which is Ava. Ava, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, Ava, we're going to start with you. And before you begin interviewing, why don't you tell me what your favorite part of etiquette or public speaking is?
It was etiquette. My favorite part of etiquette or public speaking was debating, because I got to tell other people in the class like why I liked it the best. And mine was like an example. Was when we got to pick a category, and I picked pets, and then I picked dogs as the best pets, and I got to explain to everybody in the class why this was the best, because I just got to, like, tell people my feelings about them, and then we got to talk to other people in the class and say why we liked this and why it was better.
Wow, Very good, Ava. And you did a wonderful job as well. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and bring on, we're going to bring on your first guest, okay? And let's see if we can pick up a Grace. Grace, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well, Grace. I am going to go ahead and turn you over to Ava. So, Ava, you can go ahead and interview Grace.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, your topic was debating? Yes. Debating?
Yes.
So, can you go ahead and explain to us why this was your favorite in etiquette or public speaking?
Debating helps you understand both sides of a story. Debating helps you to be a good listener.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example?
Maybe for example, Grace. Let's see. What do you prefer? Do you prefer what kind? What's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream was mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip. So you would actually tell people if I like vanilla best, then you would tell me why you felt that mint chocolate chip was the best ice cream because it's your favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very good. Well, mm-hmm. Great job. Great job, Grace. Good job.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that was very good, huh, Ava?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to see if we can pull on one of your next guest and see what they may be talking about. Let's see. Let's go to, let's see. Why don't we pull a Mackenzie? Mackenzie, how are you?
Good.
Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, Ava, I'm going to let you go ahead and speak with Mackenzie, okay?
Hi, Mackenzie. How are you
today?
So what was your topic again?
It was table manners.
Okay, so can you explain to us what table manners is and examples and why this was your favorite in public speaking or etiquette?
Well, table manners, if you are eating lunch with someone, you don't want to chew with your mouth open, and you don't want to burp. If you do, you should say, excuse me. And, like, it was my favorite because, like in other countries, they lay on the table and it's kind of rude, so... yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful job. And we certainly do applaud for that. Great. Well, wow, Ava, they're doing great, aren't they? As well as you are as well. And you're so welcome. I do want to say, audience, thank you so much. And we're going to ask that if we don't have any live calls from our listeners, usually during our show on Sunday evenings, we have our audience will call in. So we're going to ask our audience not to call in tonight because we do have to free up all of our lines for our guests, okay? And we will resume audience calls on next week, okay? All right, Ava, let's see who else we might be able to pull on so you can talk to for a minute or two, and then I'm also going to have another one of our hosts our co-host come on as well. I was looking to see if we have Zachary, and I don't see Zachary quite yet, Ava, so we'll just wait until we see him. And in the meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and see if we can bring on one of our other co-hosts to join us as well, and to see who they may have an opportunity to interview to. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring on Sophia. Sophia, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing well, Sophia. Listen, you've been listening to them. They're doing a great job, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. We're going to bring on one of your guests now, Sophia. Let's see. Why don't we bring on Isabella? Isabella, hi. Isabella?
Hello.
Hi, Isabella. How are you?
Good.
Good. So we're going to let Sophia. Sophia, you can go ahead and talk to Isabella, okay? Ask her what her favorite part of public speaking or etiquette is.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Isabella. How are you today?
Good.
What is your favorite topic of public speaking or etiquette?
My favorite thing about class is learning about phone manners.
Okay. Can you explain to us?
Telephone manners teach you how to politely speak on the phone.
Wow. Good job, okay. Isabella.
Some examples of good phone manners are always answer the telephone by saying hello, speak up and speak, but do not shout. Do not eat, drink, or chew while you're talking on the telephone. When the telephone is for someone else, lay the phone down carefully and go get the person. You're asking for the person to come to the phone. Meaning the phone is polite.
Wow. Isabella, that was great. Very good. Wasn't that great, Sophia?
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah. Let's give her a round of applause as well. Good job, Isabella. All right. Let's see. Sophia, let's see. Why don't we talk to Emma. Emma, how are you?
Good.
Good. Happy Sunday. Well, Sophia, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk to Emma.
Okay. Good afternoon, Emma.
Good afternoon.
What is your favorite topic of public speaking etiquette?
Phone manners.
So could you explain to us what phone manners are?
When you pick up the phone, you have to say hello, and you have to say, what is your name? And if it's for mom or dad, you take a message. When you're done, you say goodbye.
Wow.
Okay.
That is very good, Emma.
Yes.
Good job. We're going to applaud her. What do you think there, Sophia?
Thank you.
Great job. Great job. Well, audience, I told you to make sure you take notes. Our children are teaching us this evening. This is so very exciting. And if you're on the line and you've had an opportunity to speak, we're going to ask you if you would continue listening from your computer because we need some available lines. We still have some students that haven't had an opportunity to call in, it is probably because they cannot get in right now. And if you are listening and you're still trying to get in, please keep calling. We're going to free a line. And just a moment, what we're going to do, we've got to stop for a break. Just for a moment, we'll be right back. Everyone, hold on, please.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. And let's see, Sophia, we were talking to you. We're going to bring on your final guest, which is Griffin. Griffin. Hello, Griffin. How are you?
Good.
How are you? Happy. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Sophia, I'm going to let you go ahead and speak with Griffin, okay?
Okay. Good afternoon, Griffin.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. What is your favorite topic of public speaking or etiquette?
My favorite topic about public speaking is the public speaking warm-up.
Okay. Explain to us how it is.
It goes like this. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. It is a tongue twister. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Good job, Griffin. It warms up your tongue and gets you prepared to speak, doesn't it?
Yes.
Good job. All right. You certainly applaud him. Well, audience, I told you our students are teaching us, and they are so wonderful. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring on our other co-host, which is Sabrina. We're going to check in with Sabrina. And Sabrina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well as well. And Sophia, if you're still on, I want you to stay on for a moment, okay? Sophia, tell me, what is your favorite part of public speaking and etiquette?
Debating.
Okay. And why?
Well, I really like debating because you actually get to explain why you like something the best than the other.
Mm.
For example, like, I was talking about pets in class, and I thought dogs were better than cats, and I actually got to explain why.
And it's basically just giving your own opinion, isn't it?
Yes.
That is wonderful, Sabrina. Very good. Well, we're going to let you interview Tamaj. Tamaj, how are you? Tamaj?
Put on speaker, Ruby. Tamaj, put on speaker. Okay. Okay, is that Tamaj?
It's supposed to be.
Okay. Tamaj or is it Ruby?
Tamaj is supposed to go on first.
Okay. Tamaj, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let Sabrina go ahead and speak with you, okay?
Good afternoon, right. Tamaj. What is your favorite topic of public speaking or etiquette? Why do you like the kindness journal?
Oh, we can't hear Tamaj. Are you on a speaker, sweetheart? If you're on a speakerphone, we're going to ask that you not be on a speakerphone because we want to certainly be able to hear exactly what it is you have to say, okay? So we need you to speak into the phone, all right? Tamaj, are you there? Okay, we're going to come back. Tamaj, are you there? Hello?
She just took it off speakerphone. She can't hear you.
Okay, all right. We're going to come back to her in just a moment. We're going to come back to her to make sure that she's ready, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's see if we can speak to Ruby. Let's see if we can speak with Ruby.
Good afternoon, Ruby.
Ruby, are you there? Hello?
I think they're still having...
Okay, we're going to come back to them, okay? We're going to come back. I want to make sure, Sabrina, you're doing a great job. I'm very proud of you. I'm very pleased with all of the students. They're doing such a great job. And I want to make sure that we've had an opportunity. We're still looking for another one of our students to call in. I'm going to go ahead and see if this might be Kaihan, maybe. Hello, Kaihan, are you there? Hello, is this Kaihan? Is Kaihan there? Okay, doesn't seem like he's there. Okay. All right, Sabrina, what we're going to go back, and see if we can pick up either Ruby. We need either Ruby or Tamaj to go ahead and speak right now, please. Ruby or Tamaj.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. Okay, who is this?
This is Sabrina.
Okay. Okay, Ruby or Tamaj, are you there?
I just heard her saying yes, so.
Okay. Ruby?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Okay, go ahead and speak with Ruby. Sabrina, please.
Okay, good afternoon, Ruby.
Good afternoon, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So what is your favorite topic of public speaking or etiquette?
Debating tips.
Why do you want to tell us about debating tips?
Because when you get, debating is very scary sometimes because you're usually speaking in front of many people. So debating tips could help you debate more easily and not be more, nervous.
Okay. So if you had to...
Oh, good.
Which one is your favorite debating tip?
My favorite debating tip is you could... Imagine that nobody's there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
That's good. I think she told us quite a bit, didn't she? Ruby, good job. Good job. Let's applaud Ruby. Good job. We're going to come back to Taj. Okay. And let's put Taj on, please, so we can go ahead and speak with her as well. Taj?
Hello? Yes? I can't.
Taj?
Yes?
Okay, Sabrina, you want to go ahead and speak with Taj?
Sure.
We're getting a lot of background noise. We want to try not to have background noise because we want to really be able to hear what this great information is. So, Sabrina, go ahead and speak with Taj, please.
Good afternoon, Taj.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So what is your favorite topic on public speaking or etiquette?
The Kindness Journal.
Why do you want to tell us about the Kindness Journal?
Because I like to write and do kind things to other people.
Wow, what that is very nice.
Give me an example of a kind thing that you wrote in your kindness journal.
Me tying someone else's shoe because they didn't know how to tie their shoe.
Thank you, Taj. But is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Good job. Very good, Taj. Good job. Well, we certainly do have a lot of bright students. We certainly do. I am looking for Zachary. We still haven't heard yet from Zachary and Kai Han as well. So, I am looking for Zachary as well as Kai Han. I'm hoping that they will
Abigail
be able
to
call in. Yeah, Abigail, too. You're absolutely correct. So let's see if we can pick one of them up right now. I hope so. We can pick up one of them. Let's just see. And all my co-hosts, you are doing a really great job. So, so pleased. Okay, let's see if we can pick up Abigail or let's see here. Hello, hello, Abigail? Hello, okay. No, let's see. Let's keep looking here. And we're going to... Hopefully, if they haven't called in, it's 347-324-3295. We're hoping to be able to speak with all of our students. We had a few from yesterday that were out, and we've heard from a couple of them, and we certainly would like to be able to hear from everyone. So what we're going to do real quickly as we continue to try to pick up the students that have not been on yet, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Greetings from Yasha's Accessories. Yasha's Accessories are unique handmade quality items, such as beaded lizard keychains, fun fur, regular, funky, holiday bracelets and bookmarks, and some bracelets and bookmarks that cats and dogs can play with. You can contact me through my mom's email, ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Once again, you can contact me through ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Yasha's Accessories.
Yasha's Accessories will make your holiday bright.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. I'm Keyshawn to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we have Zachary and Zach that are somewhere on our board. Producers checked some emails, but we need the number. We're not quite sure. I'm going to go ahead and pick up the 9721. Perhaps this is one of them. If you are still waiting in queue, please make sure you send us the number that you are calling from, not our number. Send us the number you are calling from so we can get you on. All right, extension 9721, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, who is this?
It's Abigail.
Abigail. Hi, Abigail. How are you? Wonderful. Sabrina, we're going to have you. Are you still there, Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and have you interview Abigail, okay?
Okay. Good afternoon, Abigail.
Good. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good.
What is your favorite topic of public speaking or etiquette?
Kindness journal.
Why do you want to tell us about the kindness journal?
Because I think it was fun when we made the kindness journal.
What did you write about in your kindness journal?
I read about me playing with someone on the line.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about the kindness journal?
No.
Okay.
Great job, Abigail. Good job.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so now, let's see, why don't we go to... Let's see if we can pull on. I believe we have Zachary on. Let's see. Ava, are you still there?
I'm here.
Ava, are you there? Okay, Sophia, are you there? Sophia?
Yes.
Zachary? Okay, Zachary?
Yes.
Hi, Zachary. How are you?
Good.
We're so glad to be able to speak with you. Sophia, you want to go ahead and speak with Zachary?
Sure.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Zachary. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. What is your favorite topic of public speaking or etiquette?
Being respectful.
Could you talk about being respectful?
Being respectful means, being respectful is if someone, has paper, on their table, you should help them clean it up. And I would say yes and no, ma'am.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Yes. And always hold the door for girls.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Let's applaud him. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Well, I hope we've heard from just about everyone. We're still looking for Mackenzie. We're still looking for Mackenzie. She's supposed to call in this evening. We missed her on yesterday. We're still looking for her. I have not been notified that she is on the line as of yet as well. Well, I tell you, everyone has done such a tremendous job. My co-host, I'm also very proud of the co-host as well. You all have done well, and I certainly do appreciate it. And I needed you all's help today because Ms. Riley is under the weather a little bit. My throat has been bothering me, so you all have been doing a great job in helping me out interviewing the other students. And we're still looking. We do not see any of our additional students on right now, unfortunately. I'm really sorry about that. We'll have to have them perhaps on another show. If you are still listening and you're trying to get in, there should be enough lines that have been freed up that you all would be able to call in. They're checking the switchboard one more time just to make sure that we have certainly spoken with everyone who has called in. There is one more here. Let me just take a look. Hello, Kaihan. Hello. Do we have Kaihan? Okay, we don't seem to have Kaihan. Mackenzie. Do we have Mackenzie? And no, we do not have Mackenzie. Okay, great. Well, wow. Well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to prepare to sign off. I am so excited. I'm so happy that you all had an opportunity to listen this evening. In case you joined us late, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. We spotlighted our wonderful students on this evening. We've had a really great time with them. We've had a great time with our co-hosts and our students as well. They've given us some wonderful, wonderful information, and we are so very excited about that. Well, wow. Tell you what, I want to say thank you so much for listening this evening. Thanks again for supporting our show and for listening. And if you're joining us for the first time, or you're one of our loyal listeners, thank you so much. We're so glad that you've become a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We want to invite you to listen to our show each week. And, of course, if there is an etiquette topic you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We'll be more than happy to try to make that happen for you. In addition, please make sure you tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. I want to say thank you so much to the parents who supported this program. I know you're very proud of your children. I certainly am. I so enjoyed working with them. And please log into our Etiquette Lady blog site, follow us, or post a message so that we know that you indeed were listening, okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks again for tuning in. Tune in next week. We'll talk again at that time. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.